The new agreement does not call for a pay increase for troopers, but a change to the pay system implemented apart from the contract increased salaries for unionized troopers. That is expected to cost the state about $2 million a year in additional payroll costs. The agreement still must be ratified by the troopers. The current contract expires June 30th. Governor Peter Shumlin and Troopers Union President Michael O'Neill say the deal reflects a balance between compensating troopers fairly and addressing budget constraints in a fiscally responsible manner. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.